Good morning. We are in Meseches Trumos. We are in the seventh parak. We are beginning today with the second Mishnah. Mishnah reads as follows: Bas Koyein Shenises LiYisrael V'Yacharkach Achla Truma. So you have a girl who was born into a Koyein family, so she's a Bas Koyein, and naturally she's allowed to eat Truma. Now she decides to get married to a Yisrael. Now the halacha is, once a girl, a Bas Koyein, marries a Yisrael, she no longer has the right to eat Truma. But the halacha is that if she were to nullify that marriage by either getting divorced, or if, God forbid, her husband would pass away, the halacha is she's allowed to go home, back to her father's house, and continue eating Truma. So this Mishnah says, Mishalemes is a Karen, v'ein Mishalemes is a Chaimesh. While she's married to a Yisrael, if she eats Truma mistakenly, the halacha is she just has to pay back to the Kohanim, the Karen, the principle of what she ate, but she does not have the fine of paying back the Chaimesh. And the reason for this is because she technically is still able to eat Truma under certain circumstances. She's not considered a Zara. She's not considered a Zar in the category of a Chalzar Le'echel Kodesh because she ultimately was able to eat Truma. She still possibly can go back to eat Truma. So therefore, she does not have to pay that extra fine. Umisasa Bisreifa. This is a totally different halacha, which is that if a Bas Koyein were to have an extramarital affair, the halacha is that she has a special misa if, under proper circumstances, she would be put to death with sreif as opposed to chenek that a regular Yisrael would get under such circumstances. Now, the halacha is niseis lechem and apsulim. If she marries somebody who she's not allowed to marry, so say she marries a mamzer or she marries a cholol, the halacha is meshalemes karen v'chemesh, then she completely distances herself from the family of Kahuna where she comes from, and she is meshalemes karen v'chemesh. She's like a regular Yisraelis who now has to pay back the principal and the fine and the chemesh because she can no longer go back to a Kayan family because of who she married. The halacha also is if she has an extramarital affair, under the right circumstances, she would get misasa bechenek. Her misa would be chenek. That is the opinion of Rav Meir. That is the opinion of Rav Meir. The Chachamim disagree, and they say zo v'zo meshalmos es hakeren ve'ed meshalmos es hachemesh misas b'sreifa. The Chachamim say a woman who is a Bas Koyein cannot ever become non-Bas Koyein. Once she is born into a Koyein family, she is no longer ever going to fit the category of V'chalzar lo yocha kodesh, because she is not a Zara, she is a Bas Koyein. So even if she decides to marry out of the Koyein family, and she decides to marry a Yisraelis, or she decides to marry a Cholol, or Chas V'Shalom, she decides to marry a Mamzer, the halacha, nevertheless, is she never will pay the extra chemish because she's not in the category of a chalzar le'echa kodesh. Similarly, the misa that she would get would be the misa that any other Bas Koyein would get for an extramarital affair.